Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I have some culinary stories.
Are we going? Yes.
Put on my chef's hat and get set to tell you about some stuff you may want to know. It's time for the connoisseur.
It's the connoisseur. With stories.
These stories.
About food.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And in fact, super duper.
What a load of food stories.
Super duper fattening foods. So,
all right, I like this list when this list comes out, right?
Yeah, the annual extreme eating list of unhealthiest chain restaurant dishes is now out. The Center for Science in the Public Interest.
The Center of Just Saying.
Has released the annual list of some of the chain restaurant dishes that are among the highest in calories, saturated fat, added sugar, and or sodium. So I don't think these are any, to Bill's delight, I don't think these are in any particular order.
That's good. He'll love that.
Yeah. So,
probably dropping chow right now.
Are we talking about like the Bloomin' Onion from?
Yeah, stuff like okay. that. It's not, it's not on the, that's not on the list, but there's some pretty crazy stuff
here. I'm shocked to hear that.
So Sonic's Oreo Peanut Butter Master Shake.
That sounds awesome.
Is on this list. 1,720 calories. 48 grams of saturated fat and 62 grams of added sugar.
Holy so what's your daily caloric intake? So mine's about 1,600-1,700 a day.
Yeah.
I do a lot of exercising.
Yeah, when I went through the diet of losing the 40 pounds, I was only doing like 1,300 calories a day and with exercise on top of that. But yeah, I try to come in under 2,000
right,
for sure.
Right.
For the day.
So you've ripped off more than half your calories for the day with a shake.
I'll tell you what though. I like that they list the calories now because that would have been something like if I was there, I'm like, I kind of want to try that. But if I see 1,000 something calories next to it, no way. I'm not trying it.
I'm the same way, Kath. Some people would rather not look at it and, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
But it really does inform some of my...
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll say, screw it, I'm just hungry, I'm going to get
that. Listen, if you
it does inform me what I should or shouldn't be eating.
Yeah,
you know?
If you get it in your mind that you want one of these, you go and have one. That's what you're going to do. You just remember not to eat for 3 months.
Also on this list, Cracker Barrel's Country Boy Breakfast. Yeah.
All right, what's that?
3 eggs, fried apples, hash browns, a sirloin steak.
And a Sonic shake.
Country ham or pork chops and biscuits with jam and gravy.
Hold on, there's two sets of meat on the steak?
Yes, there are.
There's a steak and or a ham.
But what's funny is that it calorically, it comes in under the Oreo peanut butter master shake. That whole thing that you could eat is less than that shake.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 1,530 calories, but... Here's what you want to watch out for is the 4,730 milligrams of sodium that are in there.
That seems manageable.
Yeah, right. So not
you might
exactly,
as well just suck an ocean.
Not exactly heart healthy.
Sometimes when I see these things, Preston, I wonder, and this is probably a stupid way to think about things, but like, all right, what if I took one of those things off? Would it then be relatively healthy or maybe slightly better
for you? Could you remove the grits? I'm training.
Yeah. If you took the fried apples off, am I all right?
What is the most healthy element of this meal? Could you please remove it?
Yeah.
All right, now this I wouldn't have thought of being even more, but the Jimmy John's 16-inch, that's a pretty big sandwich, 5-meat giant gargantuan sandwich.
5 meat.
Anything that has the word gargantuan in it has got to be calorically formidable.
Is 2000, it just like every meat on it?
I guess there's five
you
of
can
them.
Actually even eat your server.
2,190 calories, essentially 2,200 calories.
We're looking at it right now. This looks like what they would refer to as a Dagwood.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That looks like a deli stacked on a roll.
7,720 milligrams of sodium.
They must laugh when they make these.
So we dove in and had something while we were in Hawaii. We were on an adventure trip and our guide told us, you know, about some places to go. And have you guys ever heard of something called Honey Toast before?
No, but I want it.
Neither had we. So it was this dessert shop. I think it was called Uncle's Shaved Ice. Anyhow, so what they did is they take, do you know the King Hawaiian bread? The King Hawaiian bread?
I love it. I love it.
It's so good, right?
Yes.
So they take like a whole loaf of that. All right, they toast it. They hollow it out first. They toast it.
Wait a second, in case you have any hand lotion.
Look at this.
Yeah, right.
This is a picture of it. They toast it. They hollow that out. They take the pieces out, They fill it up with ice cream. They toast those pieces that they took out. They put that toast back in there. Then they smother it in honey, and then they put more ice cream on top of that. Oh, we got macadamia nut ice cream on that.
And then they put $5,000 in your 401k.
Dear Lord, it was so good. It was just, I'd never had it before.
Delicious.
So honey toast.
It looks fantastic.
And it serves like, it's supposed to serve, I think, four.
Did you each get one?
We got two of them, and then we all just kind of dove in. We got one vanilla and one macadamia nut. So, but I shudder to think what that clocked in at calorically. But it served several people. So,
of course it did.
All right. So also on this list is these are the extreme eating list of unhealthiest chain restaurant dishes. Chili's Boss Burger.
Chili's Boss Burger. I think I've seen the Boss Burger.
It's a burger stacked with smoked brisket, rib meat, sausage, and bacon.
Oh, my God.
At a certain point, don't you get the meat sweats from this stuff?
Sometimes I think, how are they actually allowed to serve that?
Yeah, 2000.
Why don't they just drive you out to a farm and put a roll on a cow?
Seriously.
2,020 calories and 3,900 milligrams of sodium. Wow.
These are all prestige things to have, though. They're because you're going to these places, and they're all these places are sort of designed to be, I'm going to pack on the feed bag.
Some of these are. I mean, like the Country Boy breakfast is just, and the peanut butter Oreo pastry shake is just a shake. But some of them,
just a shake.
Steve, some of those are like, you know, yes, I ordered it and I ate it.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, like
they put your name up on the wall.
How many of these are they making, you know what I mean, in a week? I can't imagine it gets ordered all that often.
Then you have Maggiano's Today and Tomorrow Pasta.
That's how long it takes to eat it.
I don't know what all is involved in it.
I think you're right. I think it's something that, because in Maggiano's, it's often a buffet.
Family style,
yeah.
Nick, one of the great, I told you guys this story. I went, I think it might have been Maggiano's the first time, not realizing that it was family style.
No, you guys, that's not family style, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Maggiano's is?
Yep.
Yeah. It's not like, I was thinking like Buca di Beppo.
It's sort of like
same
Buca.
Thing yeah.
All right, so I
thought it was.
Spaghetti for dinner. Well, whatever it was family style. I was eating spaghetti for like six weeks after that. I mean, they brought out a tub and it was just me and my wife. She ordered something else.
I think you're right, Casey. I think it was Buca di Beppo.
Buca di Beppo.
I think you can either do individual or family style.
At Maggiano's.
Okay.
Is that what you think, Mr. Smart the Man?
I don't know.
Also on this list is, believe it or not, Topgolf.
What is this?
They're injectable donut holes.
What? Injectable, huh?
Injectable.
So you even bypass your mouth?
Donut holes.
Marissa's been, I think she's the only one of us that's been to Topgolf. Uh-huh.
Have you ever had your donut hole injected, Marissa?
You offering, Steve?
I was just asking, right?
Yeah, yep.
No, I don't think. Now I'm seeing a picture of them. They're like little donut holes. We may have been pretty drunk by the time we got to dessert and just ordered them.
So they're 2,040 calories, 51 grams of saturated fat, 137 grams of added sugar with the icing and butter-infused syrup, if you want that.
We're looking at something here, Preston. To the best of your knowledge, is this what they're talking about?
I guess so, yeah. Right. It looks something like that. By the way, speaking of Topgolf, so I told you guys that I had a layover in Dallas. First time to the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
Yeah.
So Topgolf is interesting. I told you how unbelievable this airport is. I've never seen anything like it.
I know. I've been to it many times.
Topgolf wants to put one of their locations in the airport.
Really? Wow.
And Buffalo Wild Wings was coming, too. But, yeah, I could have stayed there most of the day and found stuff to do.
I think
big.
Square mile or just acreage or whatever. Isn't it still the largest airport in the country?
Not sure.
I don't know. I thought Atlanta was. But I didn't know Topgolf was a sort of food like this.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this restaurant.
I don't even know what it is.
Me neither.
No, it's not a restaurant.
What is it?
So Topgolf, there's one in Cherry Hill, is it, Marissa? Or where is it in Jersey?
Mount Laurel.
So it's a driving range. It's a golf driving range, but it's tiered. So it goes up several levels. And they have, it's not like your standard driving range. You have your own little suite that you're in. You have service. They can bring you food and drinks. And
it's an experience kind
of. Yeah. And out on the, where you hit the golf balls to, there's all these lit up areas that you hit to and they light up when the ball lands there.
Okay.
And you get points and
so
stuff like that.
Not for like a really serious golfer. It's more like
It can be either or, but it's more fun. It's like a,
Like take the kids?
Like a whorehouse.
Yeah. I think it's designed to bring in the not more serious golfer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. This is for having fun, but you can be a serious golfer and do it. Okay. What's that, Marissa?
Yeah, it's a great mixture for both. It's almost like a bowling alley. Like you have your Lucky own strike. Personal bowling alley. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. There you go.
And where's the closest?
Mount Laurel.
Really?
But
I think I might want to try that.
Dallas has, I think, three of them or something ridiculous like that. But anyhow, they're thinking about putting one in the airport. I had a...
So injected holes from Top Golf.
Yeah, injected donut holes from Top Golf is one of the... Yeah, here it is. Dallas-Fort Worth, they want to put it in Terminal D near Gate 33, D33, which I think is where I flew out of. But there are several other restaurants in that terminal, but this venue would be the first of its kind as it would be the first Top Golf in an airport.
Let me ask you, for your next summer vacation, are you just going to take the family to Dallas-Fort Worth
Airport? I'm just
going
to go to the airport.
Yeah, the airport.
It was that awesome. There's shopping, there's restaurants, it's big enough where you could jog in it if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I took a good long walk because I had time to kill before my flight.
Did you end up buying Casey that Cowboys jersey? I did not.
Okay. And by the way, Case, I passed like three Dallas Cowboy pro shops.
Yeah, and you didn't wipe your ass with one jersey.
Not one. But I did send you a picture of it.
Yeah.
All right, anyhow, back to the...
Where might I get my donut hole injected?
Unhealthiest chain restaurant dishes.
The connoisseur returns to unhealthiest chain restaurant dishes.
All right.
Excuse me.
I only have a couple more left on here. Cheesecake Factory's cinnamon roll pancakes. Ooh, that sounds good.
All right, so far, Preston, which one is in the lead calorically? Is it still the Sonic Shake?
No, it is the giant gargantuan sandwich from Jimmy John's. That's 2,190 calories. But there are others that have higher saturated fats, more sodium levels, and so on.
So you pick your poison.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. So Cheesecake Factory cinnamon roll pancakes, 2,040 calories, 51 grams of saturated fat, 137 grams of added sugar with the icing and butter-infused syrup.
So, by the way,
I added that into the last one. Anyway, yep.
That's just the pancakes.
Yeah.
So, what if you add on bacon, or what if you add on any other drinks? You're already at above 2,000 calories with just the I love pancakes. Psychologically, I can't bring myself to ever order them out when I'm out at a restaurant because... Are you the same way, Kathy?
Yeah.
It just feels like you're eating cake for breakfast.
Yeah, it does.
And for some reason, I always figure I can just make those at home.
At home, yeah.
All right, so the last thing on this list, and this does come in the highest calorically.
Drum roll?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
The connoisseur is getting a drum roll.
So it's actually a dish that is available at Dave & Buster's.
Oh, boy.
If you want to get it, you can go get it locally.
Yeah.
It's the chicken and waffle sliders served with tater tots.
I am a big fan of chicken and waffles.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So... 2,340 calories.
It has chicken in it.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking sliders.
Little tiny sliders. It's only a quarter of a million calories.
So we're looking at a picture of it. So the waffles are the bun, and then you have fried chicken, and then it's going to have syrup on it. So there you go.
It looks like there's bacon on it.
You're right, Kathy. It looks like bacon, and then the tater tots have, of course, some kind of cheese sauce that you can dip
those in.
Yeah,
they can dip in.
They have chives, so it's healthy.
There you go.
There's your greens.
Eat your vegetables.
There's your leafy greens.
There's like four slices.
Yeah. It's good for you.
Has anybody had any of these that are on this list?
No.
So we don't even know if they're good.
So 2,340 calories, 38.
A smart business would send some over to us.
No.
38 grams of saturated fat, 98 grams of added sugar, and 3,420 milligrams of sodium.
Oh, my. That'll kill you.
Yeah, that's a heart attack.
That's how Luke Perry died, remember?
Wow. Yeah, he had a bag of salt.
According to my mom.
That's what your mom said, salt.
Salt.
Right?
Salt. Mm-hmm.
You know how you died,
those
right?
90210 kids, they're eating far too much salt.
Wow.
So
there was
what is the most gluttonous thing you ever ate?
Okay, so I was going to bring that up. I think probably there's a dish out of St. Louis that was a regular late night thing that we would go for.
Right.
Like if the band played a gig and it was 2-3 o'clock in the morning, there was this place called O.T. Hodges Chili Parlor that was open 24 hours.
Ooh. Right.
And so they had this dish called a slinger. And the slinger is it's two hamburger patties with cheese on the burgers, side of hash browns was on one side. What was on the other side? Something else. Two fried eggs, and it was all smothered in chili. covered in chili.
That's formidable. Huh?
Yeah, I love the slinger.
The thing that I did the one time was one of those crazy shakes that go up levels with like the brownie on top and the umbrella and a small Vietnamese child and then things above that. It's just, I mean, that thing had to be 1,500 calories.
There was a dish that we saw in Hawaii, which I dubbed the Hawaiian slinger. It's called Loco Moco. And I took a picture of the menu that it was on. And it here, it's 2 scoops of rice, two local beef patties, 2 eggs over easy, and homemade gravy poured on it. So it was a big, just mess of stuff.
What was the name of the dessert you'd mentioned before? The honey toast. Honey toast.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
There's a place outside of Universal, like in that little walk area, that serves desserts. I think it might even be called the Chocolate Factory. And they have those shakes, Steve, like with an entire cupcake or like a whole brownie sundae on top of the shake.
Really?
What's the place in the city that I think it's in the, is it in the Four Seasons that serves it?
Or Vernick?
It might be the
new cafe, yeah.
Yeah, these crazy milkshakes, but like full brownies.
Maybe the Ritz-Carlton, too. But like,
that could be it, yeah.
Dude, I love it. That's a great idea.
I had a friend.
Only if you're training, though.
What's the name of the ice cream shop on Market? I don't necessarily want to give them free plugs, but they the line's always out the door.
Franklin Fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend that went there the other day, he went there the other day, and it was him and his girlfriend and their 2 kids. And they got 4 ice creams and 4 bottles of water, and it was $60. And I was just like, you know, like, it's really great ice cream.
4 ice creams?
4 ice creams.
$60?
4 waters, $60.
So Bill Weston just texted me, Nick. He says it's okay to give free plugs as long as they give you personally.
Oh, does
they give you money.
Okay, right, yeah.
If they give you money off the books.
Okay, good.
But that's just dumb.
It's a new FCC rule that you can just take money from any advertiser.
Okay.
There was a place in Warminster that was just rated like the Pennsylvania's number one. I think it was Warminster, and I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't know the name of it. But
Bill Weston said it's okay.
But I don't know the name of it. But
find out the name and then get money.
But it was just a little. It was a spot in a strip mall. It was named Pennsylvania's number one ice cream shop.
Yeah. What about it?
But you can go there to the number one ice cream shop and get 4 ice creams and 4 water for like $20.
Yeah. I will say, Nick, this place that you were talking about, so a friend of mine did her wedding pictures inside there, and I was part of the wedding party, and they ordered like those big, huge sundaes. Like we had like, there's a picture of me and my friend that they have a scale there. We're standing on the scale holding the banana split, and it's like we have to both be holding it. It's giant.
By the way, if you just throw the word artisan in front of whatever it is, you can charge $60
it's
for an
much
ice cream
better.
Cone.
Yeah.
After you eat, go ahead.
I walked up to somebody in line once, and I just was curious, like, where they were from and how long they had been waiting in line, and they told me an hour. And as I was talking to him, the dad walked out of the bar next door. I was like, "You guys still in line?"
Yeah,
all right. And he walked back into the bar. He's like, "I'm having another beer."
Marissa, I was having a drink with some friends on Market Street at a bar, like literally less than half a block away, and people were waiting there for at least an hour. And the line stretches down the block. I've heard that the ice cream is fantastic, which is nice, but I mean, there are other good ice cream shops.
Yeah. Exactly. After you eat one of those, though. Wouldn't you, like, you know, and you just get this total gluttonous thing. It'd be like waking up next to Harvey Weinstein. You know, like, oh, what did I do?
I can't believe I just did that.
It is good, but it's just like that mindset where it's like down the shore. Like, let's go get ice cream. And it's an hour and a half experience. It's not like 5 minutes, eat the ice cream, it melts, and then you need something else to do. Like, waiting in line becomes killing an hour with the
I'm not going to wait in line and spend all that money. Yeah, I go to a place in the Villas for my ice cream. So I got to drive there. And
Casey, right up the road from me, and then the Zaz ice cream.
Yeah.
Sensational.
They do have a storefront?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
Brick and mortar.
Like,
yeah.
Were they like scooping on that?
Yes, they do. And they're delicious.
Okay. Are they sending over some money to you?
Yeah. In fact, they bought my pool. No. But it is one of those. Casey actually turned us on to it. So,
Casey, it's called Uncle Mike's. Uh-huh. People are texting in, and it is in Warminster. So,
congratulations, Warminster.
Yeah.
You're knocking it out of the park.
Send money.
I have a couple of coffee and chocolate stories.
Oh, I'm in.
Coffee and chocolate stories from the connoisseur. Why is my voice so scratchy?
Coffee Mate is...
I love Coffee Mate.
They're skipping fall and going to Christmas because, you know, it's...
Pumpkin.
I actually saw my first pumpkin spice story yesterday.
No.
Because it was the first day of August. I guess you can go ahead and do that now. But anyhow, in a few weeks, the brand is going to drop the new Natural Bliss Dark Chocolate Peppermint Creamer.
Along with a little bunch.
With a new Natural Bliss, this is it, the pumpkin spice flavor, and a red velvet creamer as well. I'm a creamer guy. I love those sweet creamers. Yummy.
Which one do you go to? What's your default?
French vanilla.
French vanilla.
Yep.
I think French vanilla is all I need. Preston, one time out in the kitchen here, I just thought it was regular creamer, and I put my sugar in the coffee, and I put that in, and it instantly developed diabetes.
Right.
Yeah. Do you do fat-free or sugar-free or just regular?
I do when, I will use the fat-free, but not sugar-free. I do need, sugar's my vice.
If you're going to go sweet, and artificial stuff, it just doesn't taste, it tastes too chemically.
I actually like the sugar-free. I prefer to not drink sugar. No, I like eating my sugar.
No, Casey, I agree with you. Preston said chocolate and coffee. I like coffee, no flavor whatsoever to it.
Like black coffee?
I'll put creamer in it, but just like regular. I don't like any of the vanillas or hazelnut or anything like that.
I like hazelnut too.
But or even like a mocha flavored, nothing. I don't get any of those.
Mocha too.
Put chocolate in front of me and I'll eat it.
Lately, because of the trip to Hawaii, Rochelle bought, while we were there, she brought coconut creamer. And I'm really becoming a fan of that now.
Now, I love coconuts as coconuts in like my Mounds bar and my Almonds bar, as you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, when they try to mimic a coconut flavor, it's not
you don't
quite
get
right.
It. Yeah. All right. So they're releasing that.
Ooh, I hate coconut. Coconut. Coconut soup. Coconut steak? No, oh, I hate coconuts.
I was wondering what that noise was.
No, Yosemite hates coconuts.
Toss coconut salad, fresh coconut milk, New England boiled coconut. Do I hate coconuts?
Mel Blanc, what a genius!
Yeah. All right, Here's our text of the day. Drink black coffee, pussies.
I do drink black coffee.
I'm drinking black coffee.
I don't.
I'm drinking it right
now.
I'm
not a black coffee drinker. I've always liked it sweetened.
Why is that a gauge of your manliness?
If you have to ask, you are a pussy.
Yeah. Well,
I will let you know this. Richard Simmons drinks nothing but black coffee.
Right.
So you make the call.
Well, what's funny about that is I was joking with Brent Porsche today because he doesn't drink coffee at all. And I might have called him a pussy or I did basically call him that. But yeah. I was messing around. But I feel bad for people who don't drink coffee, man. I love it so much.
Yep. I enjoy it.
Casey and Steve, you can recuse yourself from this question, but Kathy and Preston, do you like any alcohol in your coffee ever?
No, I'm not a Irish cream guy. Mm-mm.
Because I'll take one of those at the end of the night sometimes, and that's the flavor coffee that I like when it's got booze in it.
Well, you know what? I don't normally do that. However, I did have something called an affogato, I think, and it's espresso.
Affogato.
I'm going to give you an affogato.
Espresso, ice cream, and some sort of liqueur, and it was pretty damn good.
All right. Are you traditionally a fan of flavored coffees? No?
No, not at all. No.
All right. So research is uncovering evidence that shows caffeine helps make our brains healthier and more resilient. One study from early this year found methyl xanthines, a class of chemicals found in coffee, tea, and dark chocolate.
Yes.
Helps them sustain cognitive performance and helped protect neurons from dysfunction and death.
This has long been a belief that dark chocolate and coffee share a common attribute.
Yeah. Another analysis of several studies showed that both coffee and tea reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease and also the risk of brain cancer. Didn't know that. So how much caffeine do you need to consume to see the brain benefits?
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Gallon?
No. about 6 to 8 8-ounce cups of coffee per day.
Six to eight ounce cups of coffee?
That's how much water you're supposed to drink.
You'll be bouncing off the wall like a capuchin monkey.
I think it's maybe a cup of 6 to 8 ounces.
About 6 to 8.
68 ounces.
No, listen, this is how it says. About 6 to 8 8-ounce cups of coffee per day.
No, come on.
That's way.
48 ounces of coffee.
That's insane.
I'd have a heart attack.
Yes.
Now, listen. Pierre probably drinks that much.
Yeah.
Kid you not.
I think he gets
those big 24 ounces.
Six quarts of coffee to go, please.
And he told me he'll have two of them.
Yeah, that's 48
Why
ounces.
Why not just eat the coffee beans with a spoon?
He'll have two of them during the show, Kat. That's not the end of the day, though. He'll get another one? Yeah, he'll go after the show. And yeah.
Do you know what I do? I do a third of a cup, a third of a cup, a third of a cup. You know, until I reach my 48 cups of coffee.
So I know I keep bringing up my vacation, but while we were on Kauai, we went to the Kauai Coffee Company, their plantation, lack of a better word, and toured it.
It was legendary Hawaiian coffee.
It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I didn't know, they were very adamant about it. It had a big sign that said there, it says, do not, and I don't do this, but don't store your coffee in the freezer.
Oh,
yeah. It actually ruins it.
I saw that post.
Yeah. Now, don't they buy all their coffee from Delaware?
Yeah, they do.
Hang on a second, Preston. I'm going to call my wife. I'm going to tell her to turn on the radio station. Will you say that over again?
I will send her the picture.
Please.
This is straight from where they grow it.
Do not store your coffee in the freezer.
What about the refrigerator? Did he say anything about that?
I think same thing.
Yeah, that's that sign that you posted on your said, don't refrigerate, don't put it in the freezer. It's a myth, and it doesn't do anything to preserve the coffee.
And just below that, it says, don't anger the mountain gods.
Well, right. Yeah.
Right.
That too. Priorities.
So anyhow, that's so coffee and chocolate has some good attributes that are healthy for your brain.
I love and hate the connoisseur segment because I love all the stuff we hear, but now I am famished for about 9 different things and I want a really good cup of coffee.
And it's funny because I never really bring up anything. It's called a connoisseur, but I never bring up any fine eating.
No, it's
details.
All garbage.
It's all garbage.
It's all stuff that'll seize your heart up.
I did have a story that we don't have time to get to, but the next time we do the connoisseur, I will. It's called 15 foods that make you fart incessantly and why. So we'll do that next time.
Next time on the John and Connoisseur. What makes you blow out your O-ring?
Yeah, I'm now able to tease the next episodes.
My list would be every food makes me fart. What's the word?
Incessantly. Yeah, you may have an issue.
I'd like incessantly for 10, Alex.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.